My coffee spent 35 years in transportation. He's been an airport manager, maintenance superintendent, design engineer, and chief of statewide maintenance and operations. About 2 years ago, he was named to a new post, director of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, South Coast Region. He was the old Southeast Region, with Kodiak Island, the Alaska Peninsula, and the Aleutians added in. He doesn't oversee the ferry system, but his part of the agency spends tens of millions of dollars a year on roads, highways, and airports, and more are on their way.
We still have projects going out that are adding capacity, adding lane miles, adding new facilities, which in today's budget situation, I guess is not ideal.
And that's the challenge. As oil revenues have crashed, the state's been struggling to pay for what it already has. Federal funds cover much of the cost of new projects, but it can take a decade or more to get them ready to build. Coffee says that lag time is causing problems.
The region is more in a transition from adding capacity to the system to where we're preserving what we actually have.
Coffee, who's based in Juneau, says it's a juggling act his successor will inherit. Department of Transportation spokeswoman Ora Landau says Coffee brought a lot to the job.
He's put in many, many years. He's an expert in best practices for winter maintenance and has been an incredible leader for South Coast.
Coffee wants to share the credit. He says he's been proud to lead staffers who build and maintain key facilities that most people use every day. One example, earlier this summer, a traffic signal stopped working at a well-used Capital City intersection.
This was the day before the 4th of July parade when, thousands and thousands of people are going to be heading into downtown Juneau. This is something the public never knew about, but we had our Juneau station foreman, Casey Walker, out at that traffic signal all night long trying to get that to work so that we did not impact the 4th of July festivities.
Coffee's last day is August 31st. His resignation was announced August 17th. He says he's looking forward to some time off, but he's not retiring for good.
So I, don't know what I'll do a year or two from now, but it's hard to imagine not being part of this industry that I absolutely love.
Department of Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan hasn't named a replacement yet. Landau says if the job isn't filled quickly, he'll name an acting regional director. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.